The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
Well, hiya. I'm John Arthur Godfrey Potter here. You remember Arthur Godfrey started? Hiya. You don't know who Arthur Godfrey is? Ask your grandma. My goodness. John Potter, 906. It's a beautiful Saturday. It's a very nice Saturday for a radio show. Open topic always. We're looking good today. Our local lines are going to be open here soon at 884-9910. I would be honored to have you call in this morning. Taking calls in the order they come in from Carson City. Craig, did you get back from...
Yes, there I got back from running my little errand in the building, yes.
Well, that's the time to do errands when John Potter's talking on the radio.
Exactly.
It's like life at home. When I talk, she goes and does things. Okay, so pretty good week. Let me see. Just highlights of the week here. And again, the show is all local. I see that St. Mary's is reopening their gym. Well, not St. Mary's. They're having some other health club company take over what used to be the downtown gym at St. Mary's Hospital, which was very nice. A little bit too nice and too expensive maybe for St. Mary's. I belonged to it for a couple of years, but they got another gym to take over management of it. So that's good news. Anytime anything is open here, especially downtown. Mark Amity announced this week he's going to be running again. Yeah, nobody's too crazy about Amity. Yeah, okay, I guess. Well, it's news. No surprise there, though. We also had more good news from the gaming industry, which is still the big dog in Nevada. They had amazing gaming wins in Nevada, especially.
Yeah, I'd like to have 1/1000th of a percent of what they took in, you know?
We can dream.
I know.
Southern Nevada did better than us, but we turned in some very nice numbers. Washoe County, this is from a couple of months ago. They check monthly how the gaming win is, and it's very, very good. Now they're talking about a soft landing and that this feared big recession may not happen. Let's hope and pray on that. So looking outside, do you think this is one of our, I'm looking at the temperature in Reno, 58 degrees. Do you think this is one of our notorious false falls?
Oh, most definitely. We're going to have snow this weekend in the higher elevation.
Yes, folks, the yearly 1 week of fall is coming in early this year. Nevada fake fall is before second summer and third summer. It is not the best for Burning Man, as the RGJ headline says this morning. Rain turns playa into murky mess in Black Rock City.
Yes, and they will not let any vehicles move as when that playa is wet at all. Well, you can't move at all.
They probably can't move it. There are people who make a fortune, Reno people with tow trucks, who go out there, even when the weather's not that bad, you know, you have a lot of broken down RVs and everything. You know how much they charge for a tow? You can only imagine out at Black Rock City. So we have this
mud. Those doctors and lawyers can afford it.
Yeah, well, they have these pictures in the RGJ. They were taken yesterday of this incredible mud out there. All their drugs are getting wet. All right, that's not nice. They can't even ride their bikes in it. The RV certainly don't do well in thick mud either. From the pictures they posted, it looks like nobody brought a towel. That's what it looks like. You know, I remember 10, 15 years ago, this same thing happened. I remember things. I don't go to Burning Man because I like taking showers and baths. But it's tough out there right now. I'm sure, though, they're going to have a ball, you know, happy in mud. So it doesn't seem that much different from years past, really. If there is something different there, give us a call. Like to get an update, status report, 884-9910. If you know anybody who's up there, the pictures are something else. Next weekend, they'll be coming back, prowling around Reno, looking for dumpsters.
This weekend they're coming back. It's only for Labor
already?
Day weekend. Yeah, they're only there for the Labor Day weekend.
See, this is what happens.
They turn around and come back on Monday, Labor Day. Yeah.
When you're out of work like me, you can't keep the
they all run together, don't they, all the days?
I'm telling you, Craig, I'm always flummoxed when Friday happens. It doesn't feel at all like Friday to me. It feels like Sunday. It's all messed up. But anyway, yeah, they're coming back this weekend. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I think the Burning Man gets burned, I think, tonight. And then from there on, yeah, it's mass exodus if they let them move on the playa at all because of the weather.
Goodness gracious. Well, hey, yeah, watch the roads, folks. Broken down vehicles alongside. It's a yearly tradition.
Yeah, not just broken down, but abandoned. There's people that buy a vehicle to just take out there and they'll...
For the last gasp.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. We have a great show. I'm so proud of this show that I posted this on my Facebook. We have big news in the insurance industry. Kevin Reaney is coming by. And imagine you got those letters from supposedly from Tumwa about your waterline insurance. Also, he has news about how the Maui wildfires are affecting insurance rates, possibly even here. I don't know. He says he can't wait to get on at 10 o'clock and tell you all about it. That's going to be good. We have our golf giveaway, too, coming up this hour. That's worth waiting for, too. I had quite an episode this week. A frustrating challenge for me. Some will relate. Others will find this amusing. Craig, have you gone cashless?
I have not carried cash in 12, 13, 14 years. I average 90 debit card transactions a month.
Well, I don't like carrying a wallet. Either it's stolen or lost. I got one of those little things that attaches to my smartphone, and I just put my cards in it. It has no room for cash. So I put that on my phone, gave away the wallet, and I feel free and fancy free as a bird here. Now, many people have gone cashless. They carry no cash. Can it be done in Reno? Okay, now the friends I know love going cashless. I was just at the Aces game Thursday night. There is not one food stand or drink bar or souvenir stand that takes U.S. currency. Not one. You buy tickets and everything else with a credit card, maybe debit card too, I'm not sure. But even at garage sales now, my neighbors tell me that there are more and more people wanting to pay with Venmo and the Cash App and the Zelle. You have any of those?
I have Venmo, yeah, and Zelle.
I'm not ready to go that route because I checked it out. I stopped at step one of the sign up on Zelle where they want your address and your phone number and your bank account number and social security number just to sign up. And me and many other old fossils, we don't give out that stuff to new companies we never heard of.
See, the thing is, if you have a bank and you go to the bank's your bank's website, all that information, I mean, and you click on send money using Zelle, it's already there.
But
you don't
Zelle
have to fill anything out.
But Zelle wants your bank account number.
It's already there because you're using your bank account to access them.
And your social, well, I'm very protective, us old fossils. You'll know when
you're not much older than I am. you're only 7 years older than me, John. So no,
there are already too many hack attacks and data breaches and stolen personal data. My wife's personal information was taken in a TJ Maxx breach. Mine was taken from a Target breach. But anyway, Monday, I decided to venture out and go cashless in person and see if my cards can do it all for me. And by Tuesday, I ran into trouble. I walked by a salon that was just opening. Nobody was in line there inside. And my hair was pretty long, so I walked in. introduced myself to the owner, said it's my first time here. Chop, chop, chop. An hour later, I lift up my head and turn my head in the mirror, and my eyes catch a sign in the corner that reads, "No credit or debit cards, no checks." I see it right when she's finished, and my face turns red. I say, I don't have any cash. And she gave me that look like I'm a homeless scammer right away.
Well, with your old hair design, yeah, that would have been my first clue, too.
We'll get into that hair design later. It's something else. It's the what was the kid on our gang? Alfalfa. That's what it looks like. Anyway, she gave me that look. I said, "I told you when I sat down that it's my first time here. I didn't know." She asked for my driver's license and told me to walk over to the nearby stores down the block and get cash with my credit cards. And I walked two blocks to a convenience store. No cash back. No cash back here. No. Walked another block to a supermarket. By the way, I've never done cash back before. I've seen people do it. I've witnessed it. After their purchase, they get the cash back if they ask for it. So I bought this big bag of salad, which I needed anyway. I went to the register again, said I never done cash back before, but I want $40 back for my purchase. And she scans the salad. I put my card in the reader. It totals out. She goes, "You didn't push the cash back button." Okay, let me take this $2 stick of gum and let me try again. $2 gum totals out. She goes, "You didn't press the right button." I said I saw it. No button. Turns out cashback is only with debit cards, not credit. Nobody told me this. Nobody. Craig, you didn't tell me this.
I didn't, did I?
I never knew that.
One trick with if you're using a credit card, it will put it. You put it in, and then you hit the cancel button. And it will take you to a totally different menu where it will ask you for cash back.
Yeah, but this was already done. The sale was done. I can't go back. It's a computer. Oh, I hate that excuse. Sir, I'm sorry. This bill is wrong. Well, I can't do anything about it. It's a computer. It's a system. Oh, my gosh. Customer service, really. So anyway, big hassle at the supermarket. Man behind me thinks that I walked in from Mars. I left with my head hanging down with no cash back. I went back, told the hairdresser I can't get the cash back, even though I have 3 credit cards. And so she held my driver's license for 2 days until I could get back there. She held it hostage. And by the way, that supermarket, which starts with an S.
At Fifth and Keystone?
There's a lot of super. Listen, we got, Save Mart, Safeway, Smart and Final. I'm not telling you.
Yeah.
Remember a couple of months ago, we were talking about all the carry baskets that have disappeared?
Oh, yeah.
And I asked a manager at Save Mart where they went, and he said the homeless took some, and the shoplifters took the rest to carry out all their stuff, the carry baskets. Well, interesting solution. This supermarket has the carry baskets back, but you have to buy them. $8. You get to keep it, but the stores, which don't stop the shoplifters, are going to make a profit off that crime by selling us the carry baskets that they used to provide to us. And they thought of the shoplifters stealing the carry baskets on sale by making them about a quarter size smaller. So even if they do steal them, they can't make off with as much. So anyway, I'm way over time here. I got to take a break. Part two of going cashless in Reno and my goofy haircut is coming up next. Then we're going to get to some real interesting stuff that affects you. This is me just talking about my sad life. 884-9910. I'm John Potter on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time is 9:20.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 991FMTalk.com.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I got the text. Your voice sounds horrible today. All right, got it. Didn't get much sleep last night. Cats, that's all I'm going to say. Our phone number, 884-9910. I'm John Potter. Craig in Carson City taking your calls for us. I got some feedback on last Saturday's show. First off, nobody, I mean nobody, liked my idea to have light rail in northern Nevada. Nobody. It was like, John Potter wants to take away our cars and put us in little cattle cars. No, I've seen it work in Salt Lake City and in cities smaller than Reno. And again, wouldn't you rather sit back and watch the scenery instead of dreading the rush hour and gripping your steering wheel, avoiding the nitwit out there? Anyway, just a suggestion. The other thing was the last phone call we got before we ran out of time last Saturday. We got into online reviews. Had a caller say, I think it was an Amazon customer, where a plastic bucket for sale got hundreds of reviews. And at the time I laughed, but then, you know, thinking about that, I myself wrote an online review once for a garden hose. I actually sat down and I composed an Amazon critique of this garden hose. That's how low I've gotten. Why? Well, half is, well, we all love to critique, right? At dinner parties, I was known as the foremost authority when it came to restaurant criticism. Such a know-it-all I was, holding court with partygoers, patiently listening to my blather as a restaurant critic. I was such an ass. And the second reason why I wrote this review for the garden hose, this sounds so ridiculous, but I swear it's true, is because I was angry about this hose that it dared to spring a leak in the middle of it. It actually offended me. Why somebody didn't slap some sense into me, I'll never know, but I wrote this review for the garden hose. Seriously. By the way, as long as I'm talking about it, if you want the really good expandable, you know, those cloth-like garden hoses that shrink, get the cheap green one. We've had that one for over 6 years now. Not the black one. It was leaking after 1 year. So if you want to call and share a critique, I love reviews. I really do. 884-9910. We'd love to hear it. And there are many people out there who want to find out things like new places to enjoy. And one more thing about the haircut. It looks a bit like the old movies that you see. Now, I think this is a new style because I've seen it on other people. It's the sides on men here. The sides practically shaved and a pretty good amount left on top. It's like not just alfalfa. It looks like alfalfa joining the army or something. But she's cutting away, and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, what is she doing? I should say something. I'm going to say something. Well, maybe not. So I've seen the cut recently. I was terrified to show it to my wife, but she likes it. She likes it. No hair a half inch above the ears, and my dark hair bangs above that. I've seen this cut lately, and I'm beginning to like it. Never had this look before. Actually, it makes you look younger because, you know, on men, the gray hair spouts out first on the sides, and on the top, it's mainly dark. So I really don't have any gray hair now. I have the dark hair on top, and that's about it. It's like a wider mohawk, dare I say. I'm describing it terribly, but it's you know what? It's not bad. One of those things I get to do that now that I'm not on TV anymore. It's not a style old guys like me wear, but glad to see the gray hair gone on the side. So I'm strutting the alfalfa. Went into the army look, and I really like it, even in the most frustrating times. There is something positive to come out of things. There you go. That's the moral of the story.
I've got the camera looking at you right now, John, and yeah, it looks like a faux hawk. It's
like a what? There's
Fauxhawks,
a name to it?
Faux. Yeah,
I think it's kind of cool. I really do. Awesome. Okay, enough of this. We're a very serious topic up next, and that is nobody's reporting this. How much money Nevada legislators took from lobbyists. It blows my mind here. And insult to injury, a lot of the lobbyists are paid for by local governments. Basically, your tax money going to your local government, whether it's City of Reno, Washoe County, they're taking this money and spending it on Nevada legislators, kind of like a government official to government official here, to do things that you may not want them to do. I don't know. I just was blown away by this. Is, folks, lobbying in Nevada is a $1 billion business. We're going to talk about that and take your calls on that, too, next. 884-9910. We'll be back in a few minutes. We're going to break for Fox News. 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. I'm John Potter. FM News Talk time is 9:30.
On an Android? Get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Online with the free app and on air at 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Wow, finally out of the 50s. 61 degrees. Hello, I'm John Potter. Phone number 884-9910. Okay, Johnny's getting serious. Johnny's getting mad. Some shocking news of what our state lawmakers are making off lobbyists in this year alone, and it's not pretty. Well, it is pretty to the billionaires and the others that bought some votes affecting you and me. This all started. I was looking for other things to tick me off besides my alfalfa haircut. And I went on this hunt to find out the grand total of how much money lobbyists gave to the Nevada legislature just last session. This year alone, in the 2023 session, I checked all the government websites and the press reports, and it's not an easy number to come by. Gee, I wonder why. And you and I, yeah, can probably guess why. Lobbying is defined by the state of Nevada as, quote, activities designed to influence the passage or defeat of any legislation. And the money from lobbyists to lawmakers includes lodging and travel expenses, social events, maybe some money for their next run for office. The grand total was impossible to find, but based on past sessions, like I said, this is a $1 billion business. We have local governments paying state lawmakers for influence at the legislature. Washoe County spent over $1.1 million on lobbying this year, up 45% from 2021. That's a big jump, 45% jump. Washoe County spent, actually you spent, this is taxpayer money. The county was pushing bills. This is why they're spending over $1 million. They were pushing bills like SB68 the bill is to raise your taxes, and are spending your money to convince a state legislator to vote for raising taxes. That bill in particular would have raised real property transfer taxes statewide. So, yes, get this. Your local government spent your tax money to influence a state lawmaker to raise your taxes. Does that make sense to you? The Washoe County Health District, again, public supported, spent that tax money to support bills like SB 172, which was pushed by LGBT rights groups to allow minors to receive preventive care without parental consent. Nevada public school districts, which we keep hearing can't afford to pay their teachers more. Your public schools in Washoe County spent $420,000 on lobbying. These are government entities spending money on state legislators. Government lobbying is small potatoes compared to corporations, though. The bill to give over $500 million in our tax money to fund the construction of a stadium for billionaire A's owner John Fisher got its own special session, and it passed. Democrats at the time, remember, they told reporters that they were against it? Well, then they voted to pass the bill. combined with the $400 million in tax breaks they handed out to billionaire Elon Musk, Nevadans are now on the hook for $1 billion in free money to two billionaires. Yes, giving money to state lawmakers, billion-dollar business, and it's not just the last legislative session. During the 2022 election cycle, Nevada lawmakers raked in $13 million through thousands of big-money contributions from unions, nonprofits. You know, the nonprofits, they want the grants. This is how they do it. Businesses, activists, real estate developers, major companies, lawyers, all wanting to gain influence over our state legislature. Again, I haven't found a total. It's funny that it's not easy to find the total. Maybe if you find it, boy, maybe I don't want to hear it. This is big money, folks. I don't know the breakdown between what Republican lawmakers got and what Democrat lawmakers made. I assume most of it went to the Democrats. Why? Because they're the majority. They're the ones with more power in the legislature, and that's what these donors are buying. So you have this massive funneling of money to Democrat politicians who run the state. You ever wonder why you get ignored? Oh, you can go down to Carson City. Hey, we're loading a bus, John. We're going to drive down to Carson City. We're going to advocate for our interests. Well, that's nice. Have a great time. But don't pretend anybody is listening to you. Money talks, and you know what walks. Whatever your issue is, whatever's important to you and your family and your community, whatever your standpoint is on any issue, the people who get listened to are the ones who lay down the cash. And that's not you, and it's not me. And in terms of fundamental, avoidable, moral corruption, oh my gosh, hundreds of millions of dollars. Do people give money for nothing? Anybody walk up to you and say, you know, you're a fine-looking chap. Why don't I give you $10,000? Has that ever happened to you? It hasn't. People don't give money. People exchange money. You exchange money for something you want. What do you think that they're exchanging their money for down in Carson City? They're buying the state government. They're buying contracts for themselves. They're buying grants, like I said, for their nonprofit, right? They're buying sweetheart deals for their union. They are buying the power of the government to serve their interests. And you kind of getting screwed over. And still people wonder why renters are left without the protections that they need to avoid eviction. Why rents continue to rise and why wages continue to pretty much stay the same. They say, well, gosh, I don't know why we're, you know, we've been talking about things like when are renters' rights and crime, and they won't do anything about it. Why is that, John? I don't know. I wonder if that $1 billion has anything to do with it. When instead you get absolutely nonsensical policies out of Carson City and you say, can't they hear our voices? Not above the money, amigo. And so, like I say many times, Nevadans deserve better. 884-9910. Let me see. Oh, this. How many times in the news did we hear this? The Idalia storm be described as a monster, record-breaking, blockbuster. Our favorite terms that I hear in the news a lot lately. Now, this storm was, quote, not survivable as it rages toward the coast. I'm reading right off a news site on this. Whatever happened to just reporting as it is, as it really is, without the hype and the dramatics? Didn't we all go into hysterics over over that supposed hurricane coming into Nevada a little over a week ago? And it can happen any time. Please. And I bring this as part of a larger issue. People, and I've heard it a lot from friends and relatives who may word it differently, people who believe that the world is falling apart. Now, the media is partly to blame for this with the daily catastrophe news that they bombard us with. But things are going more wrong than right lately in our society. You know, the fires, the pandemics, viruses and wars, sure looks like everything's falling apart. Is it all connected to us turning away from our founding values? Notice in the new society now, they are very few absolutes now when it comes to truth, as people who have abandoned the idea that there is eternal law and eternal truth, that there's a definite right and wrong. People are making more and more amoral decisions, which end up ultimately to be immoral decisions. It's kind of like the law of the harvest. As you sow, so shall you reap. And the type of seeds you plant determines the type of harvest you bring in. Craig, you better stop me. I'm getting way too glum and serious. It's not what I want. It's the weather. The weather's got me down. Phone number 884-9910. We're going to do our golf giveaway. What's that deal, Craig?
That is a VIP package for the remainder of the 23 season at DeAndrea Golf Course.
And it's like a VIP package, right?
That is correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Nice VIP package.
I got the notes here. We're selecting one winner on our show again today. And for the next couple of Saturdays, each winner gets an all-inclusive DeAndrea Golf Club membership for 2023. That's up next. Hopefully we'll have Michael on with us to talk about that. So when we come back, hopefully. You never know what happens here. Phone number 884-9910. I'm John Potter on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time is 9:46.
Is FM Talk.
There is a house in New Orleans.
One type of music I never make fun of is Jimmy Buffett's, and it's kind of a shock to see that he's no longer with us. R.I.P. Jimmy Buffett brought a lot of joy to many, including yours truly. I'm John Potter, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Thanks for your calls at 884-9910. And the golf giveaway is coming up in this segment. And then we're going to get into this insurance what is this insurance companies deciding not to cover homes and cars in California and much more. We have Kevin Rini on from his own agency. Let's go to George calling from Dayton. Topic is taxes. Oh, boy, this will be fun. Hey, George, welcome to the show. I do appreciate you calling in. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you. You had a topic early on that has really gotten to be something I'm really strong about, and going cashless with your credit cards. When you go to a restaurant or you go to any place where you're expecting service, the IRS is now penalizing any tips that you make by tracking not only the tips that they go to your credit card and look for the tips being made. They don't just take the word of the service provider. And they also do that for the business as well. So I have learned that if you pay cash on all tips, you will become a favorite customer and you will get better service, because a lot of businesses, when they pay their tips, they're not doing cash on that shift. They're paying cash on a credit card maybe 2 or 3 days later. So cash will really give you a better benefit for the help you get when you want to tip somebody.
How do you know all this, George? Are you connected to a restaurant or something, or you know some waiters? What's the deal?
Well, I'm on the internet, and oh, okay. I'm very sensitive to anything that talks about taxes, and the IRS is a big topic right now because they want to track every transaction over $600.
Right.
So
But the credit card companies don't report to the IRS.
The IRS goes through the credit card companies to check for tips.
Well, that's the part I haven't heard that the IRS has access to your credit card account?
Well, look into it then. Don't take my word for it. But when you talk to servers about it, they know all about it. So ask your friendly server if you have a favorite restaurant you go to frequently. Say, right. I've heard this about the treatment of tips. What do you know? And they all know.
All right. So, George, you have not gone cashless. You are a U.S. currency person, by gosh, right?
I carry debit and credit cards, but I make sure I have enough cash to take care of my favorite servers.
Very nice, sir. And we were also talking about reviews. These servers, these restaurants, can you give a shout out to what your favorite restaurants are in town? There's always people looking for places to go and do.
Well, right now in Carson City, the best value, I'm a senior, so the best value is Chili's. You can go into Chili's, and if you're a reward member, you will get benefits like free drinks or free chips and sometimes even free desserts. And as a senior, you get senior discount. So my wife and I can go to Chili's, and they have a menu called Three for Me, which is a fixed entree, appetizer, and drink for $11 to $15, depending on what you order. And you're able to get, with the senior discount and with the rewards, my wife and I can have dinner for $25. I can't do that at McDonald's.
Do you need the app for that? Usually you do.
The app costs you nothing. It's not a problem.
But
the easiest way to get rewards.
Yeah. All right, George. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. You know who else does that, who's really good with the deals? Famous Dave's. I got that app. I got the Starbucks app. I got the McDonald's app. When I was a single guy dating, ladies thought that was funny. It's very helpful to me sometimes. And, oh, gosh, what else? Outback Steakhouse and BJ's Brewhouse. Those apps, they kind of pay off for me. Those are good deals. I have no more room for apps on my phone. Everybody wants you to load their app. I don't have any room anymore. My $100 phone can only take so much. 884-9910. All right, let's do, I guess our golf representative is very busy. Michael with DeAndrea Golf Club. So let's do this giveaway here. Craig, will you do the honors?
I will. Let me get to the screen I need to go to.
All right.
For our qualifiers that qualified all this past week. We are going with, if your last four digits of your phone number are 7012, text to 775-884-9910 with your full name and email address. Again, if your phone number ends in 7012, text your full name and email address.
Now, one reason they wanted to do this is they wanted to promote how they've changed it. Well, first off, we all know that DeAndrea Golf Course closed, what, like 13, 14 years ago?
Oh, ways back, yeah.
Yeah, it was originally part of the DeAndrea neighborhood community. I'm not sure who owns it now, but it is back. But what happened was during the Great Recession, a lot of things like this closed up. Well, they brought this back, and this golf course, what is this top tracer range? Apparently uses lasers to help you play golf. Is that right?
Well, it's for in theory, yes. It's for tracking your ball. When you're on like the driving range, you can see down, I think, to the, within a couple of inches or a couple of feet. How far you hit your ball.
Yes. Well, somebody I know has the top tracer simulator at home, and they love this thing. It really teaches you. It's like having a golf pro helping you along the whole way.
Yep.
It doesn't interfere with anybody else on the golf course, I'm sure. So that's kind of cool.
It says using ball. Yeah. Advanced ball tracking technology.
Okay. Wow. This is a new age, man. This is something else. So by all means, check out DeAndrea Golf Club, and their website is DANDREAGolf.fun. How'd they get the dot fun?
Well, it's the same way we have the dot media.
That is wild. All right, DeAndreaGolf.fun. Very cool. And congratulations to our winner, and we'll give away another VIP package again next Saturday. Coming up, we're going to be talking insurance. You got questions? Oh, you got to have questions about your insurance because things have changed. What is with the rates? What is with the insurance companies deciding not to cover you or canceling your coverage? How did the Maui wildfires affect your insurance rates here? What's the deal with Tumwa teaming up with this insurance company to warranty your water lines? Did you get that letter? 884-9910. So we're going to take your questions for Michael. I'm John Potter on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. We're going to break for Fox News. And we'll be back. It's live and local each and every Saturday morning. Back in a few minutes. And FM News Talk time is, 9:58.
And just remember, your phone ends in 7012. Send me a text. I'm still waiting.